91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema. For the month of May, police responded to 58 theft complaints. A number of these are from unlocked vehicles being entered overnight or property being taken from front or back yards. The OPP is asking everyone to lock up their vehicles. Don't leave any valuables out or unattended. These thefts are preventable. Around 7 o'clock last night, a tractor-trailer traveling westbound on Highway 401 through the Port Hope area had two wheels fall off. It struck another two tractor-trailers. It continued westbound for about 20 kilometers, despite other motorists that witnessed the incident trying to wave him down. He was eventually forced to stop when he was boxed in by another tractor. As a result of the investigation, 50-year-old Dodd Ahmed of Mississauga was charged with operating an unsafe combination of vehicles. The trucking company, Interload Truck Service Limited, will be charged with wheel separation on a commercial motor vehicle. No one was injured. Yesterday around noon, Central Hastings OPP recovered a stolen Chevrolet Avalanche on Concession Road in Madoc. The pickup truck had been stolen from the Durham area the day before. During the night, two men in their 20s were seen exiting the pickup truck on Concession Road and attempting to get into other vehicles prior to stealing a Buick Century. The Century reportedly had the keys, a purse, and two child seats inside. The two car seats were located in a field nearby. If anyone has further information, please contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. Yesterday evening, the Central Hastings OPP conducted a ride program in Moneymore Road in Tweed. As a result, eight vehicles were checked, resulting in a 23-year-old Tweed woman being charged with using a plate not authorized and operating a vehicle without insurance. She will appear in Belleville Traffic Court in mid-July. Quinte West will be welcoming 1,000 motorists today. The entourage of bikes will be traveling from Ottawa and stopping at Bain Park in Quinte West around 4 p.m. OPP are asking for everyone's patience as they help the riders along the Highway of Heroes route. On Saturday, the Ride to Remember will continue its travels when they leave 8 Wing Trenton and drive the Highway of Heroes route to 401 west of Toronto. If all goes according to plan, this should be the last day of a strike that has shut down freight operations at CP Rail. Bill Marshall has more.
4,800 CP Rail workers back to their jobs is going to be passed by the Senate today. Labor Minister Lisa Raitt says the striking workers, including locomotive engineers and conductors, should be prepared to go back to their jobs tomorrow morning. The Harper government says the walkout, now into its ninth day, is costing the economy of Canada up to $80 million a day. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
About 130 jobs have been saved at Norampak in Trenton. The containerboard mill was slated for closure tomorrow, but a deal has been reached between parent company Cascades Inc. and the mill employees. Terms of the deal were not released, but union representative Dave Moffitt says more than 70% of the workers voted in favor of the offer. Quinte West Mayor John Williams says his officials worked closely with both sides to ensure a deal was reached. The plant produces 150,000 tons of corrugated packaging annually and brings about $10 million to the area's forest industry. Police are hunting for a low-budget porn actor in the shocking case of a dismembered body whose parts were mailed to Ottawa. One of the addresses was the headquarters for the Conservative Party of Canada. Peter Ray has more.
Montreal police say they're looking for 29-year-old Luca Rocco Magnata, believed to be originally from Toronto, in connection with a suspected homicide. The suspect was renting an apartment in a Montreal building that's now at the epicenter of the body parts investigation. Building manager Eric Shore says he never had any complaints about his tenant.
He was actually here only about 4 months. Model tenant, as usual.
It was behind the apartment building that a man's torso was found in a locked suitcase on Tuesday. That same day, a foot was found in a package opened at Conservative headquarters, and a hand was found at an Ottawa postal warehouse. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
A deal has been reached that will see the minority Liberal government's budget bill passed. Ontario politicians will postpone their summer break by at least 1 week and come back again towards the end of June to pass the budget bill. The Conservatives have been using stalling tactics in the legislature to protest the limited time available for hearings into the scandal at the Orange Air ambulance service. The Tories have agreed to abandon their protest in exchange for an extra 6 days of committee hearings into Orange over the summer. Negotiations are set to resume today between students and the Quebec government on ending a months-long protest against tuition hikes. Canadian Press reporter Ross Marowitz says if the ball is in the government's court now.
The students presented the last proposal yesterday. The minister is expected to respond today with their counter. It seemed to be a big day to decide whether or not there'll be a settlement in this long dispute or not.
Student leaders are not releasing the details of their latest proposal. The UN Security Council is again divided on Syria after a closed-door briefing of the massacre in Houla. Warren Levinson has the details.
Syria is edging closer to a civil war that will engulf the region, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says, and the UN Security Council is divided about how to prevent it. More pressure on the Syrian government.
There are some who expressed grave skepticism and some who said it's past time.
There are sanctions. There are very severe sanctions on Syria, unilateral sanctions adopted by a number of countries, and they're having very severe effect.
Ambassador Vitaly Churkin of Russia, the Syrian regime's chief ally on the council, insists foreign-backed opposition is just as responsible for the violence as the government is. Warren Levinson, New York.
That's 91X News to 1206. Sports and weather are next.
Hi, this is Pat, a career planning specialist with Loyalist Community Employment Services, and this is